You are the man, not dog. You are the man, not dog. You are the man, not dog. You are the man now, 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 dog.
Hello and welcome to You're the Man Now, Dog.
My name is Ryan Rosenberg.
And I'm Dan Lippert.
And today's show will be very annoying.
Do you like this?
Why would you?
You must be out of your stupid mind.
You're the Man Now, Dog is an improv podcast hosted by us two fools.
I'm fool number two.
Oh, gosh, and I'm fool number one. And we like to have little conversations that turn into comedic improvised scenes.
Today's episode is no different. One conversation will lead to a scene and then back to a conversation ad infinitum.
So, Dan, what's been on your mind this week?
I've been thinking a lot about the end of the decade, Ryan.
Really? Why is that?
Because the decade is coming to an end. And I'm considering all of the things that means or doesn't mean.
What have the last 10 years of my life been? Who knows?
I don't see them as a positive thing.
You don't?
No, I just didn't have anything to say.
I know, I'm out of that voice.
All right, you can turn your volume back to normal.
And we apologize.
Apologies to those of you who don't like crap.
But also, here's another offer for those of you who like smooth tone.
Now, what about a smooth tone for those of you at home who just like to listen to smooth tones?
Crank up the little gas key on your fireplace, grab a blanket, spill your wine all over yourself.
Don't spark that lighter just yet. Breathe in some of that propane gas.
Propane, it's the only way to light a fire, other than my voice, of course.
Yes, play this voice right next to some wood and kindling.
It's 11:50 in the p.m. and we are shouting out all the lovers out there.
Hey,
if you got
lovers.
A lover you want to call, give us a ring and talk to him on air.
Make sure that while we're on the air, you have changed out of the clothes that you spilled wine on from earlier.
Yeah, clean yourself up, you dirty little slut. Got weird there.
Well, welcome to You're the Man Now, Dog. We already welcomed people.
Yeah.
Is there another voice we can do?
I don't have any.
Okay. Why don't you lay your loved one down on the bed now?
Yes. Oh, here's a new guy.
Yeah, who's this?
I don't know. He's kind of animated in my mind. Maybe he's Gru.
Maybe this is Gru talking to Gru.
Oh, God, I just hit my nose on the microphone.
Big nose crew, hit his nose on the microphone.
We'd like to welcome Steve Carell to the studio today, playing Gru. Steve, welcome yourself.
Hi, welcome to me. This is the craziest, stupidest love I've ever been a part of.
Oh, because of the movie.
That's right.
Crazy, stupid love.
Rewatched that when I was in Tucson for Thanksgiving break with my family.
What'd you think?
I really loved it when it first came out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Loved it again the second time I saw it. This time around, it's like pretty
it's kind of hokey, maybe.
Yeah. In a way that like people told me the first time, and I was like, no, I know it is, but that's what's right. Good about it. And this time, it was a little bit more like, there is a part of it that's like a tad problematic, where the whole plot is that Steve Carell's son is in love with his babysitter,
right.
And she keeps saying no. And he won't take no for an answer,
right.
In like a kind of upsetting way,
uh-huh.
That like just was less taggable even 5 years ago as like problematic. And now it's like.
But he's like 12 in it, right?
Right, but he never learns a lesson of like she's. The movie ends with her giving him nude pictures of herself.
Right.
But he hasn't done anything to like earn it or like get to know her. He just does big very incel-y, like, shows of affection.
Yeah.
Keeps getting told no, and it's like, well, I don't care. I love her.
Right. So it's like bad writing.
Yeah,
because it comes off as, like, they're just young and weird to
yeah.
me. But I guess I haven't seen it recently.
It like, the 2019 version, or 2020, as we move into the new decade.
The new decade.
The nude decade.
Oh,
go ahead and take your claws off.
I hope it's the nude decade, because I've been hot for 10 years.
The 2010s were the worst 10 years of my life because I was so hot and it was not okay to be naked all the time.
Yeah.
Well, look, I do want to do this really quick while we're here. Everybody, here's the most common feedback we get. The intro sucks. Do the podcast.
Yeah.
And here's my response. Eat my shit, and thank you for the money.
Yeah, we need a warm-up here. That's what it is. That's what you guys don't realize. We need a warm-up.
The improv's bad if we go right into it. We need to ease ourselves into it like a little bubbly bath.
That's right. The water's feeling warm right now.
And the water's feeling warm. We're recording at night, which means we're going to yell a little louder because mm-hmm. there's no one around the office.
Right.
It means we're a little fresher, a little freakier.
A little looser, a little gooser.
Now, we said, hey, rate and review us on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? It's been happening.
Wow, what a loyal and lovely fan base.
Loyal plus lovely. Moments ago, we insulted them. I'm back to saying thank you so much. We said we'd read your rate and review on the air if you gave us 5 stars and suggested a new name. L in a Cell says, the hosts are so likable. Any comedy or improv fan is accustomed to podcast hosts that openly express their fights or animosity or friction towards each other, usually for good reason because it makes them and their audience laugh. In that vein, this podcast is a breath of fresh air that you might not even realize you needed. These guys are best friends. They treat each other nice, and it's just as funny as if they were ribbing on each other constantly. The improv / comedy works so well because of this. They might even share a brain. Seems like cheating. What else? What else?
Did they say what else?
Yeah. In a parallel dimension, this pod is called Chalk Jocks. Chalk Jocks, because it's chock full of jokes, folks.
I like that.
All right. Thanks, Ellen Assel.
That's very nice. Thanks for the review. And I feel the same about our thing. I really want it to be not contentious. So that's great to be seen that way.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Being nice can be funny, too.
Funnier.
You bitches. New favorite podcast from Melissa __. Ryan and Dan have such amazing and thoughtful convos that lead into hysterical scenes. This podcast is great for any improv and comedy lovers. Alternate title, per their request, Two Nice Jewish Boys You Could Introduce to Your Mother, or Two Nice Jewish Boys Your Mother Would Approve of. I could just imagine that moms like them. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, thanks. That's nice. I think moms like us.
I think so, too. Yeah. I get along
with
moms.
What's that like?
And I'll read... one more. There's more reviews that don't have joke titles or episode titles. From Yo Ian G. These two are hilarious. The whole podcast feels like you get to sit in on a bunch of comedians just making each other laugh. They bring guests on to join in, and you get the sense that the guest feels as relaxed and appreciated. Y'all shouldn't change the show title because it's great, and I can't think of a good joke title ATM at the moment. Great.
Or... ass to mouth.
Ass to mouth.
Unfortunately.
Hi, welcome back to Ass to Mouth, unfortunately.
Thank you guys for reviewing. That's so
thank
cool.
You.
I sometimes can't believe anyone's listening to this because we're just alone in here making it, and it's great to have it reflected out in the world. How
makes
nice.
Me feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a little time in therapy today being reminded by my therapist that this is a thing that I did this year that I should be proud of.
Ah.
She said it's a good thing. People like it. It is a new thing in your life.
Right.
So that was nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
I've been taking stock in it, too, a little bit. Since we are at the end of the decade.
That's right.
To be a little bit, you know, actually looking at it. I feel cool that that I'm doing the thing that I really like to do and that artistically and creatively fulfills me, but now sort of have turned that into a job for myself.
That's right.
Rather than feeling like I always need to keep trying, I just started doing, and that feels really good.
And it's on your own terms.
Yeah, for sure.
And those terms are successful.
Should we talk about where we're going for New Year's?
Oh, well, but hey, stalkers, don't follow us and kill us.
Don't be freaky.
We are going to the Morongo Casino.
Yeah, you may have heard right.
Hey,
we're going to Morongo.
You may have heard right. We're going to Morongo. We're go. Last week or 2 weeks ago, best friend and guest Betsy Sodaro.
Yes.
You know her. She's gonna go with us on that trip. She booked a suite there and was like, "Hey, let's do this.
We're gonna live lavishly in a place where that may not even be possible."
I already made a resolution for next year.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say reservation.
I already made a reservation for the buffet.
Oh, good. note to self, do that.
Yeah. Reservation for the buffet for all day January 30.
Yeah, how many meals are we there for?
Nine
buffet reservations, please.
I made a resolution for next year. So last week, Thursday night, you and I dressed up in suits for a show. Mm-hmm. And Friday night, we dressed up in suits for a friend's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And I have no pictures of myself in suits. Mm-hmm. My resolution next year, if I look good, I'm asking someone to take a picture of me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait for it to happen.
Right.
Because I got a lot of great pictures on my phone of some friends.
Yeah, I love it.
None of me.
A little bit of a sub towards me. I'll take it.
No. That's not. You're actually good at that. You usually take good pictures of me.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, it didn't happen this
but,
week.
But this week, you might have some that I don't know about. I just haven't seen them yet.
Almost a big spit take there. Almost a huge spit take. Well, you might have some.
You might have some.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see them.
If you do have them, I don't know why you're holding out anymore.
I did send you a couple, but you were one of a few in the picture. It wasn't really showcasing you.
No.
I think that is a good friend thing to, like, when your friend's looking good, when your friend, you got to shout them out a little bit and also, you know, capture the moment. I think
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sent me a couple good ones from the weekend. I was very appreciative. It would have felt it did feel great. So I'm sorry that you missed
out. Well, no, but I wasn't even thinking about you. I'm thinking more as an overall, it's not a comment on others. It's a note to self.
Yeah.
Ask for the things you want.
Yeah. What about a selfie? Do you do a selfie or is that
I do. I looked I can't get my whole body, which is what I want for like if I'm in a suit, and I just don't look good in selfies.
Right.
I'm like they embarrass me.
Yes.
I have some all my best haircuts. I can't show the picture to the barber because they're all selfies, and it's like embarrassing. There's like a photo of me in my car, but I just gotta again start asking for what you want.
Right,
I'm gonna start doing that.
I love it. I'll be on the lookout too.
Please,
I'm gonna get your ass in a suit and snap some good ass pics.
Yeah.
Because I'll say I did get. This is not helping your case. I did get some great pictures
great.
This weekend.
Yeah, that's cool.
Of people, we
I
went
like
to this
that.
Bar that had a great light in like a hallway or whatever.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
It was like this is a photo op.
That one of Waylon and Katie.
Yes,
great
and they
picture.
Just happened to be standing there when it was
Yeah.
Sort of a director, and when my eye sees beauty, I just stop. I have to stop.
I feel like
I'm stopped dead in my tracks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, hey. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah, no problem. What's up?
I just need to photograph you right now. I just need to,
okay.
Continue the eulogy afterwards, but this is just the light and... You are dressed to the nines and the emotion of the moment.
Okay, yeah, you walked up from behind, sort of, this is a funeral
party. Yeah, I hope I didn't spook
party.
You. Yeah.
Did you see me from across the...
Well, I don't know if you know me, but I'm Cousin Alan. Cousin Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah,
hey.
I'm not really like a cousin by blood relation, but everyone calls me that because I'm kind of like that. I married into the family. And,
okay.
But I don't know, you've probably seen on the... on the non-BCC'd email kind of planning this funeral thing, you probably saw my email signature. It's got my short films and stuff on there.
Yeah, I believe you. I think I got to get back to it. Do you
okay.
mind?
Yeah, don't mind me.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Uncle Joan was a genius. One of the smartest people I ever met. One of the most compassionate. Warm-hearted, the matriarch of her family, and we're all going to miss her a great deal. Not only did she give us safety and security, but also fun and enjoy. Okay, Alan. Excuse me, Alan.
Huh?
Your camera's making a loud image.
Oh.
Or a loud sound.
Oh, It's to indicate that the picture's been taken.
Okay, well, thank you. I think maybe no pictures right now.
Oh, look at this. I'm getting you a little angry right now. This is really
okay,
good.
No, I'm not angry.
Do you
want to
see this?
You're just in the middle. You're right in the middle of the eulogy.
Okay.
I was sort of the one, the keynote eulogist.
Okay, sorry.
So.
Yeah, congrats on that, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I applied for keynote eulogist.
You did?
Yeah.
And did you get any eulogist?
No.
Okay, so maybe stay quiet during the eulogy.
Shh. Yeah, shh.
As I was appointed to say, she was a genius woman. She gave us safety, security, place to rest our heads, but also fun. Aunt Joan was a wisecracker.
Striking.
Okay. Aunt Joan was a a prankster. As Uncle Billy knows, and Uncle Jamie, she got him good.
Yeah.
We all know the pudding story, where everybody was eating pudding, and she put a little on their chairs, and it looked like they had duty butts. Yeah.
Down in front.
We're going to miss
down in front.
Okay, Alan.
Uncle Jamie? Is
Alan?
It Uncle Jamie from the story?
It is Uncle Jamie.
Stand up and wave and everything so everyone knows it's about you, but then sit down because you're kind of in my eye line now in case another good photo comes
Jamie,
up.
Also, you don't have to stand and wave. It's everybody knows. It's just kind of...
That's me from the story.
I know, but right now the keynote eulogist is speaking, and I just think we should all do one thing at a time.
Anyone wants to come up to me afterwards and hear more about the duty butt story, I'm the guy.
Okay, Uncle Jamie, well... Also, Uncle Billy was the guy, so...
Whoops.
You don't see Uncle... No, it was both of you guys. You remember the story correctly. You're just being...
Well, yeah.
See Uncle
but...
Billy sitting here quietly listening because the keynote eulogist is speaking.
I was the thread of the idea. Get a photo of this right now.
It's not a photo time. There's time... We have a photographer, by the way. Okay? There's a real
I'm
funeral...
still waiting to get the perfect one.
And we appreciate that.
Thank
there's a
you.
Whole photo time after... The keynote eulogy. There's only one keynote, okay? Aunt Joan was hilarious. She was a wise cracker. She was a wise old cracker. God damn it, they're throwing me off with all this stuff. Listen, I'm trusted to do this, and because Aunt Joan and I had a special relationship, and I'm just gonna miss her a lot. And I just feel confident in saying that she taught us all well enough to do just fine without her.
Let's get those tears.
But we're always going to remember her with us every day.
Come on, tears.
Thank you very much. And Finn.
Okay. Are you feeling any emotion while you're up there?
Alan, this is not a photo shoot.
No, I know, but are you feeling any emotion? I mean, imagine this moment, you know, just on my... On my website, my photography website.
Yeah, what are you shooting with there?
This is a iPhone 6.
Okay, well, they're on iPhone 11, so you're not up to snuff, I guess?
Yeah, the 6 was, you know how some, like, Scorsese still uses the old cameras and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of
like
that.
Edits on film.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know. This.
What about
a
photographer? What are you shooting on, just for a comparison?
DSLR.
Okay, that's specific enough. Yeah, the type of camera. I appreciate it. I'm glad your lens is removable. That is helpful.
Still waiting on that perfect photo.
Well, the keynote is over. All the other eulogies are going to be crap.
All right, I'll be out in the, I'll be by the grape, the dolmas. If anyone wants to hear more about the duty pants story and maybe Billy, if you...
You're going to be by the grape leaves station, Alan?
Yeah.
Not Alan, sorry. Jamie.
Uncle Jamie. Uncle Jamie from the doo-doo story. Not real doo-doo pudding.
Don't clap. Don't clap.
Thank you.
The big eulogy already happened.
Well, she was a crazy old cracker, and we know that about her.
Yeah, but he's lifting. He's lifting from mine.
Big laugh on that. Yep, I'll be by the dolmas all night.
She was a crazy old white bitch.
Boo.
What are you laughed at his cracker joke.
Boo. That's my wife.
Oh, so what, Uncle Billy? So what? You sat quiet during the pudding story, and now you're piping up? Where was the hush-hush Jamie?
Get a photo of me punching out my nephew.
I dressed like Tim Cook to give the keynote, and it was classy.
Well, why not Steve Jobs?
Because he's dead like Aunt Joan. You're all dead to me. Oh, did you get a nice pic, Alan? You want an enraged Tim Cook at a funeral?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, sell this to Shutterstock?
I mean, that's the dream. That's obviously the dream.
What do you mean that's the dream. You come to funerals to sell stuff to Shutterstock?
Yes, yeah. I get all sorts
what,
of
and
stuff.
They're really hurting for a Tim Cook lookalike?
Yes. Google Tim Cook lookalike at a funeral.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I will do that on my phone. Bone dry results.
You will not for long.
Okay.
It's going to be you.
No, I don't want that.
It's going to be
I don't want to be famous for this.
Everyone on
I
Earth.
I want to be famous for keynoting, not freakouts.
Well, sorry. You're going to be famous for Tim Cook freakout at a funeral
Alan,
lookalike.
What are you here for?
Well, that's a great question. Hi, I'm Cousin Alan, no relation.
What?
No relation to the family. I'm cousin, but no relation to the family. And I'm here to get the perfect photo because we all know Aunt Laura.
I'm not sure.
You're the man now, Doc.
It was Joan. It was Joan. That was fun. That was pretty fun.
What? Let's see. What else? Other big, either big. Oh, you know what I like? I think friend of the podcast, possible future guest, possible past guest, depending on release dates.
Possible.
Sissy Fenwick likes to ask about a on your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
A thorn. What is it? A thorn and a petal? A thorn and a
petal and the...
Is there three?
Isn't there a third? I thought there was a third.
I guess the stem? I don't know.
Stem.
But it's like a thing that happened that was not great, a thing that happened that was great, and a thing you're looking forward to in the next year.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
We'll have to ask her when she's on the air.
Yeah.
But
not great, was great, and something you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the three, or all three, if you can think of them.
This podcast has been my great one this year. This has been the biggest new thing.
Yeah.
That has been a really enjoyable and enriching thing in my life. It's been enjoyable to spend more time together, but also to make something and feel like put my name on something.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. That's a good one. I'm not going to steal yours. But,
no, but that's okay. I mean, it's pretty mutual, I think. Like, we both had to like this and enough to
this is the product
it.
Of... 6 to 7 years of like meeting up and not making a thing.
Right.
Whether it's the pilot Big and Tall that we wrote that never got made.
Right.
Or some of the movies we outlined that never got made.
We wrote another one called Lovesick about a dating.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically Casual, that really successful Hulu show.
Yeah.
Just not as good.
Not as good and differently written.
And shallow.
But we're great. A great character named Gene Onion. Who gets his butt electrocuted.
Do you get it? Gene Shalit?
Gene Shalit, this
like
is
kind
Gene
of
Onion.
A portmanteau.
Yeah.
Poor man's toe, sorry.
That's a poor man's toe. So that's a good one. I would say that like my thorn and my petal are aside from the show, are the yin and yang of each other, mm-hmm. which is like, I feel like every year I have like a little more knowledge about myself and what I want, and like things I do in my life, and like the pathologies of them, and why I do them, which is really great because it's like, oh, moving forward, this is how I want to be.
Right.
But then it also comes with the realization of like things I've done that I have in my life that are big parts of it that are no longer satisfying,
right?
Because I was using them for X, Y, or Z reason, and now they're just like not what I want them to be, but they're still a part of my life. And now I'm aware of that.
Right. You outgrow it, but you're also, it's like good for the growth, but also a little sadness to like lose the thing.
Like I learned, this is a metaphor, I learned like what size clothes to buy, but I'm still, but now I know that my old clothes don't fit, and
yes.
but they're still on my body.
Yeah. That's a good one. I know that I can be comfortable if I just buy a size bigger. Oh, but I'm a size bigger now.
Yeah.
It's a rose and a thorn.
Rose and a thorn.
Every rose has one petal.
Petal.
One petal.
Hi, we're Ryan Rose, and this is our take on songs with Rose in the name. I'm here, and you ever get a kiss from a rose on the petal?
Grave. Why is that song forever so funny?
I think it hits everything.
It's got a bellowing sound.
It's a bellowing sound. It's Seal, who unfortunately has a lot of scars that are very memorable for everybody in the world.
Uh-huh.
It's an actually catchy song.
Yeah.
It's a memorable video.
Right.
And it was part of Batman Forever.
And you get to scream it. I think like that it's almost the same as like a Journey song where it's like, baby!
Yeah.
Like everybody loves to sort of like... Yeah, I don't know.
Let's and it goes back and forth. It goes like, didn't you know, don't win it, no. Big build. Turn down your microphones.
Baby! I'm a kiss from a rose on my grave.
I, for the longest time, thought it was kiss from a rose on the face.
I don't know.
It is on the grave.
Yeah, but what are we talking about?
Someone's dead, I guess, and they're throwing a rose on the grave.
Oh, so maybe you're dead and a rose has been tossed on your headstone.
Very thematic for the Batman Forever film.
Wow. Well, Batman, maybe not forever.
Yeah, dead man.
We don't have forever.
I mean, we talked a little bit about CDs with Darcy and Betsy, but there's a golden age of movie soundtracks.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss from a Rose. Right. We got Come With Me from the Godzilla 2K. Just the Godzilla
Space
soundtrack.
Space Jam had a bunch.
Space Jam.
I Believe I Can Fly.
Come On and Jam.
Uh-huh. That Monica song.
The Quad City DJs.
Yep. Yeah, that was a big era. I wonder if that's still happening. Or not really.
Soundtrack? I don't know.
That Spider-Man song was huge.
Yeah.
That was like a huge one, so I guess it totally is.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
But it feels different. Maybe it's just because we don't watch music videos anymore. Those are like such a big part of me, so like the imagery of the song pops into my head.
Right.
My niece, she's 2.5, and she loves that Spider-Man song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that song too. I like that melody.
Me too.
A lot.
I it's weird to me that it's Post Malone.
Right.
It's not it's what Sway I thought Lee. He was. Oh.
It's the dude from.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, he's from Black Beatles song.
Ear Drummers. What's the whatever?
Ray Schremer.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Post Malone. I watched a thing on Sway Lee about his like melodies or whatever, and that I guess they're like really complex, but he just like will make them up like with singing or whatever.
Yeah,
but they're like Beatles level.
Really?
Like, yeah, like it's really cool. It's like that's exactly it. Oh my god, that's exactly it. You could do that.
Huh? Sway Lee, more like Dan.
More like Danley. Wow. Okay.
Danley. Hi. You're like the head producer here.
Yes. Hi. How you doing?
Hey, good. I love the stuff you guys put out. The stuff with Sway Lee, the stuff with...
Okay, sorry. Can I see your badge? Do you have clearance to be in here?
I don't. But I think you're not going to want to be the guy that passed on the next guy. I'm the guy, man.
Okay, listen, I got 3 minutes.
Oh, great. All I need is 30 seconds. Probably more is bad. I want to sing a song for you.
Okay.
Because, you know, for the...
I'm just packing up.
Just
a
little
backstory
here.
Bag.
Just a little backstory. I came from a very wealthy family, but they would not buy me a piano or a guitar or anything.
Uh-huh.
So I never got... and when they did, music just didn't make sense to me. Reading it, learning it, working with a teacher. And so I never thought I was a musician.
Okay, so why would I want to listen to you after all that?
Well, because I learned... It's because I hear such complicated melodies and I can just sing them and it becomes a beautiful song.
Okay.
So I just want to do some.
So you don't know the technical, but you can just play.
Yeah, and I'm just going to unpack your stuff here because you're going to want to work with me on this.
I'll just listen to it first. Don't touch my bag again.
Great. Well, first,
did you hear me? Don't touch my bag again. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, so let me just take this out real
quick.
Last thing, just the last thing. I understand what you mean, but this is the last thing because you do need this to be plugged in just so you can hear me and push record.
Okay.
Great?
Sure.
All right, so I'm a guy, I love complicated melodies, I love to jump around, all right?
I'm not looking forward to this.
If you just want to put the CEO of the record company you work for on, maybe dial the number in so you can hit send or
whatever.
I'm done.
Headphones first, and we'll see what happens.
So imagine that.
Well, it is complicated.
Thank you. And but there's a whole band there. We got strings. Uh-huh. We got drums. We got all the chords playing.
Were you doing the melody of the instruments, or were you doing the vocal melody? Like, because that was all over the place.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, it's two. It has to have some organization. Ya-da-da-da. That's all you were sort of yelling was different levels of ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da-dee.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for... You get it, man. Good.
Well,
I knew you would get it.
I don't know that I get it.
That's why I broke in here, man, because I knew you would get it.
Okay, I'm packing up my drives. I'm putting everything in my bag, and I'm going to leave.
I'm
going to
follow you, and not in a creepy way, but I just won't take no for an answer.
Come on, man. Listen, I'm going to the elevator. If you got something different on the way down to
elevator.
The garage... Okay. Okay, that's not what singing is. You don't just go as high as you can and as low as you can.
Oh, that's not as high as I can go, my man.
Okay. I'm not interested in hearing you any higher because it was wretched.
But didn't you?
No offense. You're going to have to be able to hear this stuff in the music industry. Okay, people are going to tell you if your music sucks. And my man... I can tell you've never had a piano. It seems like you're sick, to be honest. It seems like you have a fever or something.
Oh, well. Well, some of the sickest guys of all time were artists.
I'm not talking about sick with a two-finger.
I'm not either. I mean, isn't Amadeus sick in that movie for some of it? Isn't,
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't, what's his name? Ear painter? Ear guy. That guy was
Picasso?
Pretty sick. No.
Van
idiot.
Gogh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
God. Idiot.
Okay, well, do you want something from me? Because right now, I don't think I'm going to be able to record you based on how you've treated me, based on how bad your voice is, and based on the fact that I think this might be your first time.
I'm a complicated artist. No,
try.
I've done this for so long. I do it in the shower. I do it in the car. And I realized I'm not just having fun. I'm making beautiful music. You're not going to look.
Well, I do believe in that philosophy. I mean, jazz is unexpected. You know,
oh,
you,
my God.
You kind of did stumble into something that is really smart, in my opinion.
All right. I knew that fedora was saying something about you, and I got it. Like, I just watched a few times through, I watched the Dr. Dre, Jimmy Iovine documentary. And Jimmy Iovine...
The big commercial for Beats?
That was not a commercial for Beats. That was a.
I think it was.
Well, no, I mean the fifth episode is this beautiful. It's all about these new headphones, and the first episode a little bit too, and about how they've made billion dollars,
right?
Apple bottom
jeans.
I wish. Look at this.
All right, listen. Listen. You roped me in because I'm an artist and I'm a bit of a freak, and I can tell you're a freak as well.
Goatee,
but listen, yes, we both have goatees, we both have high pants, but listen, I can't just do this, okay? You're no good.
You're no good.
That's a famous
baby,
song. What
no
is that
going to
get you?
But how was I at singing it?
Average to bad. I mean, no offense.
Ooh, wow.
You're at Soundscreen, man. This is the big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? We can't just record any schmo.
I'm not any schmo.
Any songs, or did you just want me to hear your
vacant
melodies?
Those weren't vacant melodies. You heard elevator, yada-da-da, yada-da-dee.
Because I said the word elevator.
Right, but it reminded me of my song Elevator, which is the experience of going up and down in a crazy elevator.
Okay, I'll give you that as
all
truth.
Right. And then my other song, which, to be fully honest with you, I don't remember anymore. But that's why you needed to be recording. So
what do you mean you don't remember? So it's not a song you've written. It's just you goofing.
No.
Well, listen, I'm all for jazz, baby. I'm all for improvisation, but this is nothingness.
All right.
You want to hear jazz?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. My pants up.
Ooh, it's getting in there.
We're doing totally different things, man. What I'm doing sounds good.
Look, I feel like we did the same thing, but... Turn up the snare in my headphones. This is Apple Bottom, me and my man. What's your name?
What do you claim to be doing? It's not rap. It's not melody. It's just sort of making sounds.
All right. Well, you broke a little boy's heart today.
Well, you are an older man, so I don't know what you mean. You are that ripe old age of what I can only guess is between 50 and 70, and I don't have a better guess than that.
Warm.
You have two ponytails.
I'll say this, you're warm.
You have two ponytails split in the back.
Those are pigtails.
I should have seen that they curl. You're right. You're the man now. Those are pigtails. Actually, those are pigtails, sir. How do we cut to more pigtail scene? Oh, I like that guy.
We may jump back into pigtails at some point.
We saw a guy today that sort of looked like that guy.
Which, oh, overalls?
We were walking along, overalls, yeah. We were walking on the street, and some guy looked a little worse for the wear in some overalls and looked like he may be saying like that.
Well, and you said this, that 50 years, not much has to happen to become overalls guy. Like... Yeah, the removal from society doesn't need to be that long to just like...
1 year, get there, I think.
Yeah.
1 year of nobody loving you, you're done. You're toast.
Yeah.
you're overalls.
You're overalls. Oh, God, what a sad thing to think about.
It's really sad. We're all lucky for everyone we have, you know? Yeah. You should tell the people that you care about that you do, and fuck the rest.
Yeah, fuck the rest, coming straight out the underground.
Tell the people that you love them.
That was our take on Fuck the Police.
An NWA song. What? No, what does that acronym stand for, Dan? Why don't you say it?
NWA?
Yeah.
Well, the first letter is the N-word, which I can't say on the air, and I can't say it off the air.
Brave.
Thank you. Second one, the W-word. I'm not going to say it.
Come on, you could say... Well, shoot, I don't want to say it either.
Yeah.
You could say...
I dare you.
It's a W word.
It's a W word. And then, of course, attitude.
The A word.
Oh, shit. Can we bleep that?
Oh, my God. Beep.
Look, if anybody out there has attitude, I know I don't, and that's not my word to use, and I apologize. It was not thoughtful. I was trying to be funny.
Wow.
And I'm sorry I said
you know,
attitude.
No offense, but... This is you all the time. You're trading on attitude constantly, even though you don't have it.
I know.
You're using it to profit.
But a lot of people in my high school had attitude, and so I grew up around it.
Your friends?
No, but a lot of people had attitude. Okay, I was never comfortable.
This is problematic.
It's even mapping over. It's like, are we...
For me, this is horrifying. Trying to walk this fucking tightrope.
Yeah.
Fuck racists.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
Let's be clear. Fuck racists. And let's be even clearer. I'm going to toe the line, baby. That's what comedy's all about.
I flirt with it.
I am going to toe the line until I feel like I crossed it, and then I'm going to cower in a dark corner.
That's right. That's the process, baby. Sometimes going back to what we're sort of thankful for and what we're looking forward to, it's not necessarily a looking forward to, I know it's going to happen, but something that I would like to do, maybe even call it a resolution, is be creative in a new way this year. The first thing that's on my mind is painting, but I don't want to be a fucking painter, but I just want to do something that I don't care about the result that is creative.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you're a woodworker.
One time?
You built this beautiful piece of wood right in front of me here that's holding up our soundboard.
That's right. I built a little holder for our mixer. I built a little shelf in my house. So, I don't know, some other stuff.
I feel like that's a good one. It's a little bit cost prohibitive, right?
Yes. Yeah, but I do enjoy it. Joel and I were just talking about, his parents gave him a drill or something because they were excited that he built a bookshelf. We built a bookshelf together.
Yeah.
And so now it's, I think, propelling us into doing another... larger, maybe more, what would you call
substantial.
It?
Substantial?
Yeah, substantial or like...
intensive?
Bit hopeful. Yeah.
Let's get
what
this.
What is that word? Taking on, like, responsibility, but like... you're trying hard for something.
Yeah. I'm in the world of the word, but I'm not going to get it.
I'm so close.
We'll see if we get it by the end.
Tweet us my answer.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Hashtag what you meant to say.
Yes.
But something that is a little more you would like to do
challenge.
A bigger challenge project.
A bigger challenge or just like something that takes a little bit more like a fine tuning or attention to detail.
I am so curious what everyone does when they're alone.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't do much.
Right.
And so it's like, what? is like, you know how with the stock market, it feels like you either know the secret. Like everyone that does stocks knows what they're up to and everyone else just doesn't. Mm-hmm. I feel like that way with life.
Right.
It's
right.
Like, has everybody just figured out what to do when they're alone and I have not yet?
Right.
And like once I know the secret, I'll feel a lot better.
No, it's that framing. Like even people who play the stock market don't know it.
Right.
They just choose to try. Every time someone wins in the stock market, it means the other person lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it is literally that. So like half the people by nature don't get it as well as the other half.
Yeah.
So I think like assuming that anybody really knows what they're doing, I think confident people are just like, grip it and rip it. Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm going to do. I'd like to do that more.
Yeah. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Nike.
I mean, you're wearing the swoop right on your chest there.
The big swoop.
Nike swoop.
The big swoop. I was thinking about it. I realized Nike's my favorite brand.
Really?
Of all the brands who I love so much.
Brand ambassador.
I've been in love with Nike since I was 7, and it was drawing the swoosh, and it was playing basketball. Like Nike to me, and Nike and basketball are very synonymous.
For
like,
sure,
they own that sport.
We were most watching basketball when Jordan was like,
yeah,
on the come up. So right. that was all the branding was right. Like Air Jordan, Nike swoosh.
When I remember playing soccer and like a Nike soccer ball is like, this is weird. That's not the right thing.
Uh-huh.
Like they don't know how to do soccer,
yeah,
but they know how to do basketball. Like
soccer is Adidas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or even more niche.
Yeah. Puma.
Puma. Okay, Nike, I'm really excited about this year. I'm really excited about what we have in store. I think it's going to be a big year of expansive growth for Nike. And we're just here to talk today about all the new arenas we're going to be in.
All right.
You know, obviously basketball is our stronghold. Yeah, let's give ourselves a hand, huh?
And Glenn, you're doing great.
I appreciate that. Thank
sorry,
you.
I interrupted you. New stadiums.
Yeah, it's okay. Am I not doing great? Why?
No, not at all. Sorry. No.
Okay. Okay, so Nike moving into a lot of new stuff this year. New stadiums, new areas, new sports, right? Basketball, obviously we've got a stronghold on. Everybody knows Nike shoes, LeBron. We got the best thing going. I think one of our big areas of growth this year, and this is my personal pet project, coffee pods. Nike coffee pods. Everybody's got a Keurig. Every office has a Keurig.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be in that little niche.
Okay. That's
clapping
interesting, Glenn.
Again.
Well, I think speaking for everyone here, again, great work last year, Glenn.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of co-branding. The Kaepernick campaign was really
absolutely
both what we believe in and just made us a ton of money.
And right off making that Kaepernick money, I think we should run that right to where everyone expects next, right into coffee.
And I just want to again reiterate for our internal memos and even conversation, let's not call it Kaepernick money.
Well, we split it with him.
Sure,
we
sure.
paid it with we
but
paid
it was
him
about
off
a larger
it.
Idea. Look, coffee pods. So I'm thinking, you know, Nike is what are Glenn, let's just say 5 words you think of when you think of Nike, right?
Beans, plastic, cup, athletic supporter, and shoe.
Is that good? First three were coffee related. I just think for me.
Sorry, I'm a little caught on where my mind
yeah.
is right now. With
so how would you imagine we roll this out, I guess? Because I don't want, you know, I want to be innovative. I want to be creative. And I'm excited for things that turn the world upside down.
Well, because look at Gatorade, right? Gatorade is owning the sports beverage market.
Sure.
And sure, once you're hot, once you're sweaty, once you need replenishment, grab a Gatorade. We all drink it. In the office, we're drinking Gatorade, right? But what does every athlete do first thing in the morning? Before they shower.
I see where you're
before
going.
They shave. They shit. And what do they do for the shit? They drink coffee. Beans. Cups. Athletic supporters. Nike. In every athletic supporter.
Okay, so
country.
It's kind of the idea of like, hey, you know, I use Nike for all my on-the-court stuff.
Yes.
But off the court, I still need to trust the same brand.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. So how would we, so we have a Nike.
Nike cappuccinos. Nike cappuccinos. What about that? Because everybody's bored by coffee, and I get it. It's 2020 now. Coffee is yesterday's bean. We need espresso. We need cappuccino. We need to get the swoosh sprinkled in cinnamon on top.
Oh, so the coffee shops are doing that. Is kind
Nike of coffee shops. We've seen this Capital One Bank coffee shop bullshit. We should be doing that with Nike coffee.
We got your email about the Capital One Bank bullshit, and we all kind of felt like...
What? Have you seen this stuff? I'm in here trying to think about Nike coffee, and this bank is in coffee? That's not for banks. That's for Nike.
Yeah. Well, the employee Slack, everyone. We do want to use that Slack for kind of internal business ideas, not just to talk shit on what we see about other businesses.
Okay.
You know, this is big. This is really big.
It's a huge rollout. Every athlete, right? Rather than being sport specific, we're targeting every athlete's first thing they put in their body every day.
When I think coffee, I think being a little bit like, I think like...
You got to shit before you take your sport.
Right, you keep saying that part. I don't think that's good. I don't know that we want
that to be
the...
You don't think that's good. And I hear the note. I hear the note. Sounds like coffee is a no-go from the lack of clapping in the room. We're getting a lot of other industries this year, folks, and okay. I'm really excited to talk about the growth. Who else has an idea?
Well, I mean, I've been sitting here and I've been kind of shitting on, no pun intended, coffee. Glenn's idea for a while, but kind of talking about it for a bit. But I think for me, I want to figure out how Nike can, and this is not a money making idea really, but how can we become more involved in lower income athletics?
That's a great question, Robin. It's a great question.
Thank you. Thank you for the support. So, like, I think it's time for Nike to put our money where our mouth is with that and start both providing clothing, shoes, and also basketball courts and balls and equipment for the lowest income children out there.
Right. And that's great. Piggybacking off of this.
Please.
What does every kid need to start their day? Nike coffee. Nike coffee.
We're not selling. I don't know that we're selling coffee to kids.
Why not?
I mean,
tired, poor kids. They're poor. They're tired. They're sick. They need a pep in their step. I am sick every day without my coffee. I get up. I run a lap. I drink my coffee. I take my shit. I shave. I shower. And I'm ready to come into work and scream about coffee.
We all see the checklist t-shirt that you wear that's like supposed to be a joke.
Don't talk to me before I had my shit, coffee, and shit. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's two if you're an athlete. You know I'm talking about all the athletes in the room. All the athletes take two shits, and everybody knows it. Because you take a lap. You take your morning lap. I live right by a track.
Okay, Glenn. Well,
the silence is deafening in here about this coffee idea. It's deafening. Is that a support? It sounds like you guys need a swoosh of Nike. That's what we're going to call a cup of, is a swoosh of. We have
and
these...
we're calling the coffee Nike?
Yeah,
so,
baby.
So in the morning, instead of saying, I need a cup of coffee, you would say.
Well, we're streamlining. The shoes are also going to be called Nike. Not Nike shoes. They're just going to be called Nike.
People kind of do that already. Oh, look, I got my new Nikes, whatever.
Yes.
Well, I do want to... sorry.
What do you think about this mug?
What's that?
It's pretty...
I think it seems very hard to drink
shape,
out of.
But
right.
You recognize the shape.
Yeah, it's the swoosh.
Yeah.
But it feels like it doesn't fit that much coffee.
Well, when you turn it up, it all pours towards the middle and shoots into your face.
It looks like you would be neti potting your own mouth with coffee.
And that's the second shit. That's the second shit that every athlete takes in the morning. Nike, we're your second shit. Right?
I don't know.
Okay, well, the silence is deafening in here.
I'm Davis Bertans. I was called in for a meeting about maybe being a spokesman for something new for Nike.
Davis, absolutely. Welcome, Davis, everybody.
Hi.
Washington Wizards. Yeah, big three-point shooter, but doesn't look like it, right?
Well, thank you, I guess.
Welcome, Davis. Now, Davis, we all have a question for you. What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Well, my shit.
He takes a coffee shit, everybody. And what do you use to do at Nike?
Huh?
You drink some Nike. You take a Nike in the toilet. You grab a little spool off the Nike thread. And then you Nike your butthole. You're Nike.
I followed all of that, but English is not my first language. Do you call all, like, the doo-doo the Nike? The toilet is the Nike?
Only in a meeting.
The toilet paper is the
Nike? Only in the meeting I try to repeat the word as much as I can.
Okay. Okay, well, I want to be spokesman for any product. So, you know, Swish. That's...
He's unpopular. We got him cheap. He's unpopular. So he's good to go on the coffee. The Nike, excuse me. On the Nike.
It is. This room is thick with silence. What
I know. Let me get you a hot Nike. Let me get you a hot cup of Nike. Here.
Ah! Oh, it spilled all over me.
You like the mug? Looks like your shirt.
What if my response makes you think I like the mug?
Well, you
burnt my three-pointer hand.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
That's my three-pointer hand.
Davis, I'm so sorry. It was a total accident. Let me just get you some Nike.
How am I going to wipe the Nike off my butt now with what hand?
Do you see him using the terms? He's using it. It's already infectious. This is great. This is great. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, obviously we're getting into coffee. We need to get into toilet paper. We need to get into toilet paper big.
Okay, Glenn.
Have you ever seen a TP swish? Every time I take a toilet paper, it swishes in the toilet. There's your commercial. Every time I take a toilet paper, it swishes in the toilet.
Hi, I'm Davis Bertons, and you just saw me swish a toilet paper I wiped my own butt with right into the toilet.
Cut. You wiped your own Nike with.
You're the man. No, dog.
You are the...
you're the man. You're the man, Dan. I am obsessed with Nike, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It
feels safe, almost.
Yeah. Well, not for all the kids in sweatshops that are making the clothes, Ryan.
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Well, they're great. Yeah, I don't know either. It's just a thing you say.
It is. There's
without
so
doing
many...
any research. You are full Nike. Your pants are Nike, too.
Well.
Lift up the feet. Oh, yeah, those are Nike.
Sandalman.
Those are Nike slides.
I'm Johnny Cashed in Nike right now.
That's
I got
right. You're the
Nike
man in
slides
black.
In black. I got the black pants and a black sweatshirt with a little red swoosh.
You're the athlete in black,
that's
honestly.
Right.
I swooshed a man in Reno
just to watch him Nike. What does that mean?
I was observing, and maybe this will be a stand-up bit. We'll see. At H&M... they sell Coca-Cola shirts, and I've never felt so in the future.
Right.
Like that you shop at like a fast fashion place, and you buy clothes there to advertise Coca-Cola.
I know.
It is so weird to me.
I was thinking about these iconic things are just like things in the world now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Coke is just a drink.
Yeah.
But it's also like the biggest brand idea I have in my... Yeah, it's totally an idea.
Yeah.
And it's literally just a brown bubbly drink.
Yeah.
Who cares? But it's a huge deal. It's fascinating.
It's so weird to me. It's like, I don't know what the thought is beyond that. It almost breaks my brain to try to figure out how that happened.
It's really crazy to think about how everything is so woven together like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody drinks Coke.
Yeah.
And... Coke takes all that money from around the world and keeps putting it back into making Coke.
Yeah.
And it feeds hundreds or thousands of families. Like, it's so weird.
Right. And doesn't it, in your mind, all those things, didn't they feel like they started in the 50s?
Yes.
Like, just in the 50s, Coke happened and McDonald's happened and Nike, I don't know.
Can any new ones do that?
Yeah, it was like, that was a time of like, whatever happened here that became successful and destroyed all their opponents is the thing we use now.
Right. It was like the gold rush of like a type of, of capitalism or some bullshit.
Yeah, probably had something to do with World War II, who knows.
Ugh, that stuff is like too big for me to think about. I get really scared of like the world and what's going to happen.
Like, in what way? Just like...
Just how big everything is and how much I am not a part of all of it and, like, all those decisions. And it's like, ooh, I hope they don't choose the thing I don't want, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, and everything that we, like, talk about and, like, all the biggest things are because someone out there stepped on someone else's neck.
Right.
You don't become, like, Apple or Facebook or Nike without fucking...
You have to be ruthless. You have to, like, buy other companies to shut them down or, like, fold them into your own or, like... Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fascinating.
Hey, how you doing? I'm from out of town. Sorry, I just I'm in town for a wedding, and I need I just need my pigtails curled.
Pigtails? What do you mean? You mean one ponytail?
No. That'll be two separate, as you say, ponytails. And we'll split those in half, and then we'll curl them.
So they look like pigtails.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here for the best man in a wedding, so I just want to make sure.
Oh, congratulations! Yeah, you want to look good.
Yeah, I thought they would hold on the plane, but
your pigtails went flat on the plane.
They flattened.
These things are flat as heck.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah, there's no bounce, no little tug to them.
I think. Yeah. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I think my wife is ironing them in the middle of the night while I'm asleep.
No, that's. I mean, that's great. Why is it because of the way they look, or? She doesn't want to be seen with you, or what do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, we've had conversations about them, and she hints at, like, other options. But I've discovered a look here that I think is so me.
Do you think she's using a flat iron, or is she setting up the ironing board and sort of ironing your
I'll
hair?
Say I've woken up, and I never know if it's a dream or not, but it's I hear, like, a lot of noising and, like, clanging of, like, the board and stuff. And sometimes the board's in a different place than I remember it being the night before.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
What?
A couple weeks ago, I put a little duct tape on the board and connected it to the wall.
Good.
And woke up the next morning and the duct tape was loosened.
Oh,
and so I was like,
she's ironing your hair.
You're
your wife's ironing your hair for sure.
So, thank you. I feel so seen.
Is she coming with you to the wedding? Because, you know, if I make these nice curlies back up, you don't want her just to do that again.
That's true. She is. And, I figured.
When is the wedding?
When's the wedding?
Yeah.
It's tonight.
Oh, after. I mean, I'm off at 6.
You thinking you'll be on retainer for me?
Yeah, I have a cordless curling iron.
Great.
If you
great.
Want,
yeah,
I
need you to
of...
curl these piggies through the night. Because if this wedding's going to be what I think it is, it's going to be a big back and forth between my wife tricking me into having flat hair and then me trying to run up to you and get it curled again. It's going to be like the end of Mrs. Doubtfire, but just
dearly
with the
beloved,
hair.
We are all gathered here today to join this lovely couple in a wedded union.
Oh, damn it.
Jeremiah and Patrice.
She got me.
Excuse me?
Keep going. No more pictures for a second.
Smells like hot salon in here.
It does smell like hot
salon. I got you covered. I'm
thank
coming up right
you.
Behind
thank
the pew.
You. Oh, and here comes.
I'm crawling underneath the pew.
Okay.
I'm going to curl your little piggies.
All right. I'm just going to stick my head down here because I'm so emotional.
Okay. Well, let's continue.
Okay.
Now, if there's anyone here who objects to these fine young people
boing.
Joining. What was that? Joining in union. Please speak now or forever hold your peace.
Tight curl. Nicely done.
I beg your pardon?
Sorry? Just down here crying. I'm just crying by the pew.
I thought I heard an objection. I want to make sure if I do hear an objection, I do want to jump on it. Okay, so no objections. Okay, good. Wonderful. You have a wonderful group of friends here that don't object. They really support you guys. God, it does smell like a hot salon in here. Hot salami.
Boing.
Why did I say that? Continue. Well, can we get the rings?
Here I come.
Okay, I'm just going to go grab a cookie. They're nice and curled up. I'm going to go over and grab a cookie.
Stay close.
Okay, well.
See my wife. I see my wife over there.
Yeah, what is she doing? She's
got that big dress on. I think there's an iron under there. I see you, honey. Okay, sorry, the rings. And some photos. Get my good side, which is either side, because I have a pigtail
Alan,
on
please,
side.
We're not doing photos quite yet. Thank you. Okay.
Alan, go for it, cuz.
I put this ring on your finger.
Hot salami and now wing. I think we got a hungry...
Yeah, I'm a bit of a hungry chef. I mean, I'm not the caterer.
Okay. Look, I know everyone's been a little... Oh, my God. Who's that coming out tied up? Tied up with duct tape in his mouth.
The caterer tied me up. I'm the pastor. I'm here to do the wedding and... Some woman burnt me with an iron. Has anybody had any of that hot Nike over there? It's delicious.
Hey, oh, right. I told you, remember when she was walking out to your plane, here comes the bride, and I said, that is a hungry caterer, that is not the pastor. And everyone thought I was crazy, and now here I am with the tightest pigtails you've ever seen, by the way. Hey, honey!
She snuck up right behind him. Oh my God, I couldn't believe that.
After this, it's divorce town, baby.
Hey, you know what? I should have eaten some of my own food. I apologize. I had to tie up the pastor. I apologize. I shouldn't have done it. There is hot Nike over there if anybody wants some. It is black.
You know what? I object. Is it too late? I object.
Who are you?
Huh?
Who are you?
You know, everyone knows me. I did the doo-doo thing. I did the doo-doo pudding thing.
Uncle Jamie.
That's me. By the way, the dolmas here suck.
I don't think there's dolmas here. I didn't make any dolmas. And I'm the hungry caterer. I mean pastor.
Yeah, there's no dolmas. There's where we were keeping all the dog turds we cleaned up.
You mean Nikes.
All right, I think it's time I speak up. My wife and I, well, hopefully wife, have been pretty...
Yeah, you're not away with it yet.
We've been pretty respectful, but this is a farce. My uncle ate shit. What is your...
I'm trying to get the branding out. I'm trying to get the word out. I'm a one-man street team, baby. Hope everybody's enjoying sitting in those pews. They're Nike pews.
Swish. I'm Flower Girl Davis Bertans. And those aren't flowers I tossed, but my own Nikes that I used to wipe my Nike with. Why did I have so much Nike on my Nike? Because I drank a big pot of Nike.
Okay. I'm fired. I gotta get out of here. I'm not a pastor anymore. This is weird.
What do you mean you're fired?
I'm fired. I'm out of here.
I think you're quitting.
No, I'm fired. I'm fired. I should have seen this guy coming.
Okay, I'm the father of the bride, and...
Real Steve Martin over here. Yeah, that was like a pretty good joke. This guy is kind of a Steve Martin-like.
No, I'm not a Steve Martin just because I'm the father of the bride.
He's
today.
More like Frank, if you ask me. Looks like Frank.
All right, everybody, enough of the Steve Martin stuff, okay? It is clear that I cut a few corners with the funding of this wedding. I tried to get it cheap. When the pastor fucked me on price, I had the caterer tie him up.
Nike deal on price.
I made a deal with someone who claims they're from Nike, but I'm starting to wonder if they didn't get fired recently and are trying to win their job back.
You mean Nike'd. Everything is Nike, baby.
Honey, I just want to say, I'm sorry I ruined your wedding. And if anyone's objecting, it should be me. I object to the bad wedding I funded. But obviously, I also object because I'm in love with my beautiful daughter. And I'm not going to give her away to Jeremiah.
What the fuck, Dad?
Not in that way.
This is the weirdest part.
Not in that way. Not in that way, but you know.
Dad's a real piece of Nike. Okay. Right? Wouldn't you say that makes sense?
Sir, here's your $750. Get out of here.
Okay, thank you. That's all I needed. You're the man now. You done?
I'm done.
You're the man now, Doug.
You're the man now, Doug.
That was a one crazy wedding, my man.
That was a fun one. Everybody was a little unusual to be loved by anyone.
It is unusual when you're in our podcast. It is unusual.
Tom Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
In a podcast.
Tom Jones on the mic.
Nike is unusual for shit.
Australian.
Nike is Razorblade.
When you remind Tom Jones of his background, he changes right into the
Is
accent.
Is he Australian?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know anything about him.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I saw a thing today about how scary global warming is.
Oh, I can't read that stuff.
That Australia has continent-wide temperatures of 105.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that makes sense for there. I don't know.
No,
but
it's the hottest
high.
It's ever been there.
Wow.
And it's been on fire for like a month.
Oh, well, that's why.
The fire. No. It's hot there because the fires happened.
Yeah, it's reverse of what you think. The fires didn't happen because it's hot. It got hot because the fires are on. You got to turn the fires off.
Idiots.
Yeah, well, this
it's
has
really
been
really
scary. Fun.
Yeah, this has been a blast and a half.
Yes.
We got to record at night more often. I think they're funnier.
Happy New Year is coming soon.
Happy New Year is coming so soon.
But definitely happy December 23rd and Merry Christmas coming up in a couple of days.
Oh, we forgot about Christmas.
Oh, interesting. Just like the Jews.
Okay. Call me a Starbucks cup because I forgot about Christmas.
It's Mary Red Cup.
It's Mary
Thank
Red
you
Cup.
Very much.
Nowadays, everybody wants to talk like they got something to say. When it comes out, when I move to live, it's just a bunch of gibberish. What the fuck is that? Like, I forgot about Christmas.
That was tight, bro. That was super tight. Thanks for listening, guys. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, and hey, we're not done yet. Thanks.
I'm done.
Thanks to everyone again for those reviews.
Yes.
Thanks to Harry Chaskin and Casey Trela for the... in reverse order, the theme song and the logo.
Right.
And yeah, thanks to you all.
And all of our old patrons, you're the best. All of our new patrons, you're even better.
And all of our future patrons, thanks for now just catching up and hearing this episode.
That's right.
Maybe people liked this episode so much, they were like, you got to hear this podcast, and now you finally got to it.
Or as people are probably going to be saying, this Nike.
This Nike. Hey. Have a great Nike, everybody.
Have a great Nike.
Merry Nike.
Merry Christmas.
Dog, you are the man now. Dog, you are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now.